Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
On the campus of St. Lawrence University in upstate New York, Louise Gava is known as the Eco Lady. Officially, she's coordinator of sustainability projects. St. Lawrence is one of over 500 colleges and universities in the nation that have signed on to the president's climate change commitment, promising that their campuses will go carbon neutral. As students head back to school, we turn to Ms. Gava for a quick lesson in Sustainability 101. Ms. Gava, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you.
Now, I understand that St. Lawrence has come up with something called a sustainability shopping list for incoming students, right?
We have.
So what's on the list?
Well, I think the first thing to note is we want that list to be as short as possible. In other words, I tell people don't buy stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have a lot of parents who are cheering you on.
I'm everybody's best friend and worst enemy at the same time.
So what is on the buying list?
Well, quite a lot of things, and they're really easy to procure. One thing would be a power strip, and it needs to have an on-off switch, compact fluorescent light bulbs, a bike, reusable mug for hot beverages, and often, you know, students like to carry those refillable water bottles as well, reusable bags for going to the bookstore or down to the grocery store, and, you know, then when you're buying things like your refrigerators, make sure they're Energy Star.
I know on your website you have something called the dollar bill test.
Yes, and that's something that I have yet to find a mini fridge that passes. And what I do is I go into students' rooms and I do an energy audit of their rooms. And one of the things we do is we take their refrigerator and we stick a dollar bill in and, you know, we close the door and they always fall down to the bottom, which means that seal around the refrigerator is not very tight, which means, you know, one, it probably has to work a lot harder to keep things cold. So you might have to turn it up more, just, you know, end up with soggy, I don't know, grapes or, you know, really warm soda. I won't say what else students like to put in their refrigerators. And so the dollar bill test generally has failed every time that I've been in a college dorm.
You're testing your students even before they get to class.
I am. And you know, it's interesting because I grade them as well. When I do this audit, we have, you know, there's a grading system. And what students, in theory, are shooting for is not a 4.0, but it's to be a sustainability superstar. And what that means is they get a green star slapped on their door. And it says, you know, sustainability superstar, ask me how you can green your room. So in other words, those students then become peer educators. You have passed. I have come in and I have questioned you. I have looked at what is in your room. I have asked you questions about, do you know, where you can find all the information on St. Lawrence's website about sustainability? Then I ask you things like, what are your behaviors? You know, do you go into the bathroom and run that water for, you know, the 2 minutes in theory or happy birthday or whatever long that you're brushing your teeth, right? So we talk about all those things. We add up their points, you know, beyond things like what's in your room. Are you using your power strip? Let me see the energy settings on your computer.
Well, Louise, let's put these questions to one of your new incoming students.
All right.
Willie Mook is joining us from Augusta, Maine. And welcome to Living on Earth, Willie.
Thank you.
This is going to be your first year then, right?
Yes.
Well, have you looked at the website where there's the sustainability list?
I have.
And what do you think?
I think it's definitely something I'm going to look into as I'm looking into purchasing things from my dorm room and just how I'm going to live my life at St. Lawrence.
Louise mentioned saving water.
Yes.
I noticed that the list suggests something called a Navy shower.
Yes.
I noticed that too, actually.
Yeah, well, you know what it is?
Yeah, I guess you soap up with no water running, and then you just use the water to rinse off quickly.
Uh-huh. Louise, you know, when I was going to school, my generation, we had a motto, save water, shower mm-hmm. with a friend.
Oh, I'm not sure that all the university would advocate for that, but maybe.
Uh-huh. Times have changed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what do you think there, Willie? Navy shower for you?
Ooh, maybe not every day, but once in a while, you never know.
Well, and I would note, Willie, you got one thing wrong. You do got to turn on that water first.
Right.
These are the basics there, Willie.
Thank you.
Now, I also noticed that they suggest bringing your own forks and spoons. What's that about, Louise?
Well, we have two main dining facilities on campus, and only one of our dining facilities has utensils that are washed. So if you are going to what we call the pub, you will be using, and you don't bring your own utensils, you will be using plastic fork, spoon, knife. So it is preferred, and we would love to see students take the initiative to stick a fork and a spoon or a knife or whatever in their bag, and when they go to grab lunch, they don't need to take one of those plastic utensils, and they can actually just pull their utensil right out of their bag.
What do you think there, Willie?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think we should all cut back on our plastic consumption that isn't reused.
Now, what about a bike, Willie? You got a bike?
Yes, I've got two bikes.
Oh, are you going to bring them both to school?
I'm planning on bringing at least one of them, yeah.
Because I understand, Louisa, you've got a bike rental system there on campus.
We do have a bike rental system. It's called the Green Bikes Program. And just like you can go to the library and check out a book, you can go to the library and check out a bike.
What's going to be your major there, Willie?
Probably environmental science.
Well, Willie, good luck.
Well, thank you very much.
And Louise, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Louise Gava is sometimes known as the Eco Lady. She's the coordinator for sustainability projects at St. Lawrence University in upstate New York. And Willie Mook is an incoming freshman from Newcastle, Maine. Coming up, the world made muddalicious. Get down and dirty and stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.